Every county in Indiana has a community foundation that helps make life better for its residents and for future generations. Hi, I'm Brownfield Anchor reporter Megan Grebner. Today, we're going to talk with Seymour, Indiana farmer Donald Schnicker about why and how he is providing support for his local community through his farming operation. Donald, to start us off, let's talk a little bit about your farming operation.
Located about 6 miles west of Seymour, Indiana, I have a corn and soybean grain farm, 500 acres, formerly a farrow to finish hog operation. Started farming right out of high school with my dad, and he retired. Family has been in this area since the 1860s, so deep roots here in northern Jackson County.
Donald, one of the ways you say you give back to your local community foundation is through this Gift of Grain program. Tell us a little bit about how it works and how you participate in it.
Gift of Grain is a program where a farmer can donate bushels of grain at one of our local elevators and sell it in the name of the community foundation. I got started in that when I was on the board of directors for, at that time, Jackson Jennings Co-op, and our CEO wanted to do something to help fund a scholarship program that we had at the foundation. So as he was presenting to the board, things just started clicking in my mind that, hey, this is a good deal. And I thought, I really want to be a part of that and increase my donations. And a lot of that goes back to my mom, who was very generous with her time and talents as a volunteer. So I direct our funds to those type of things that I know that would my mom would really appreciate.
Donald, you mentioned your mom and supporting causes in her name and in her honor. Talk to me a little bit about what sparked your interest in this and why you give. And talk about that connection and what it means to do more to help others.
I believe that we are blessed. And we're called to be a blessing to others. And we can be that blessing through our time, talents, and our treasures. Like I said, my mom was very generous at our church and in the community with a lot of different ministries. And her passion was for reading. So she always wanted to see children read. And one of the grants that we did just a couple years ago was through the Jackson County Library. They, in the park, one of the parks here in town, they were putting in what's called a story stroll, where, and it's bilingual, and parents can walk along the sidewalk in the park and read a book. And those can be changed out through the years with different books through the time. And I just thought that is something mom would have loved to take her grandkids through. So that's what we did. We try to do other things that, are geared towards just helping folks out. We did one last year with where they installed wheelchair ramps, and one of my mom's granddaughters was confined to a wheelchair. So we helped build some of those here in the county. But my mom passed away first, and then my dad, and when my sisters and I were settling everything up, I mentioned that, hey, let's take some of this money and and do something in honor of mom and dad. And they agreed. And every year we contribute. My sisters have a farm as well. And so we always take grain from that farm. It's where my mom grew up. And that's what we bring in here for our gift of grain.
Donald, what else do we need to cover?
Just that I have never had a regret about giving. And I sometimes think, you know, will I miss that money? The answer is no. I have never said, boy, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I have no regrets in what I'm doing.
Every county in Indiana has a community foundation that helps make life better for its residents and for future generations. You can talk with your county community foundation about how to use gifts of land, equipment, and grain for local charitable causes you care about. Learn more at inphilanthropy.org/legacy.